You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Good evening. Tonight on the show, I begin in Maui with Jeff Bliss reporting what we know and what we do not know about the missing from the Maui catastrophe. Also, we turn to the conversation about the fires of California. The fire season is underway. There is a 94,000-95,000-acre complex fire in the north of California. And Jeff and I discuss it in terms of what I've learned from him over the years about how California and the West fights fires. It's a large crew, knowledgeable, containing the fire percentage at a time until it's 100% contained, and then remaining on the scene for some days for fear that the fire is going underneath the ground and will come out again, which we're told in preliminary investigation is what happened at Maui. The discussion now is turned not just on the electric company that may have left wires to fall into dry grass and begin the original fires, but also the fire company that appeared and put out the fire they could see and then left, meaning the fire came underneath and up again. There's more to learn. Also, a conversation with my colleague of many decades, Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution, about a proposed debate between Governor Newsom of California and Governor DeSantis of Florida. Bill and I have fun with this, but we also connect to something he found and provides in a link, California on Your Mind, his column. A debate, a conversation, a dialogue between then-Governor Ronald Reagan of California, May of 1967, and then Senator from New York, Bobby Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. The conversation is held on CBS, and the two men are miles apart, one in California, one, I presume, in New York. And the technology is not what we have today, but it's quite effective. Charles Kuralt is the host. He looks to be in a studio in New York in black and white. There's a panel of students arranged by the BBC in London, set up like a game show, but they're long and sour-faced, and they ask aggressive questions, very good questions, chiefly about the Vietnam War and about the conditions in the United States and in the world at the time. And Ronald Reagan and Bobby Kennedy answer the questions. Bill's observation, and I agree, is that Bobby Kennedy was uncomfortable with the Vietnam War questions because at that time he was a dove, anti-war. That would be a position that he would finesse over the next year until he declared for a presidential himself a presidential candidate in 68 before his tragic death, his assassination in June of 68. Ronald Reagan, who had been a figure of a conservative ideology for some decades, was also the elected governor of California, building upon his reputation as a charming and wise and quick-witted commentator and speechmaker. It's evident in this hour-long broadcast from CBS, quite unlike anything we have today. I also discussed tonight small business with my longtime friend Gene Marks, who writes for The Guardian, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. Based on the statistics we had within these last hours from Washington about the unemployment rate, about jobs added in the month of August, and about how this connects to the concern about inflation that the Federal Reserve is bound to solve in some point by raising rates or by waiting to raise rates over the next year or 2 years. There's no resolution, but we learn a great deal about how small businesses are dependent upon larger stories such as interest rates, which are high now, can go higher, but for the moment the opinion is there'll be a pause. We also discuss, because we're talking about small business, about self-insured small and medium business companies and how self-insurance is now very attractive. It used to be just the big corporations could afford it. In other words, you are your own insurance agent for health care for your employees. And then a discussion in hour two with Josh Rogan of the Washington Post about how five administration VIPs, four of them on the cabinet, have now traveled to Beijing for various conversations with members of the government, the Chinese Communist Party, and the government. And yet, no change in the hostile posture of Beijing towards the United States or towards East Asia, towards its neighbors. Asking the question, as Josh does, what is the policy here? What is it that the Biden administration wants to achieve? It's clear that Beijing is turning its back and not cooperating in any of the promises that it made. And then in Italy, I speak with Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. He's in Milano. We talk about a tragedy in these last days. Five workers for the National Train Company were being supervised by one union representative, national representative, and one foreman at midnight on the tracks outside of Turin, and a 100-mile-per-hour train coming down the road. Question asked under investigation is, why were they out there knowing that a train was coming? Five are dead. The two others are injured, said to be overwhelmed with grief at what happened in front of them. The engineer of the train is also regarded as injured because he's shocked at what happened. It's a tragedy in Italy. And then with Bob Zimmerman, a conversation about, well, two directions. One, the question of, right now, on the surface of Mars, Ingenuity, the brave flying helpmate of Perseverance on the ground. Perseverance is the explorer. Ingenuity was meant to last only maybe 30 days, maybe 60 days. Well, it just made its 56th successful flight. Pioneer for how Mars will be explored in future, because Ingenuity established the fact that the atmosphere, though thin, can be flown on with a rotary-winged aircraft. And then in praise of another commercial booster organization called Firefly that is under contract with the Space Force to get ready to fire at any moment. It's all very secretive and non-transparent, but in any event, Firefly is successful and to be admired. And then the first of 2 hours of conversations with Tanya Brannigan, an author who, as a Guardian correspondent in China earlier in this century, I believe the dates were 2008 to 2015, also had conversations with grown-up Red Guards. You will recall in 1966 to 1976, the then teenagers leaving school acted in a brutal, sadistic rage against their elders, chiefly teachers, but anybody with a degree, anybody with education, was a victim or vulnerable to the teenage rage, all concocted by Mao Zedong. The history of the Cultural Revolution is complicated, but Mao Zedong used it to remain in power, absolute power. He was facing rivals in his own Chinese Communist Party. Tanya tells an extremely upsetting story about how, in visiting these Red Guards 50 years later, many of them still relive the horror in their minds when they tell the story. It is a fascination. There's much more on the show tonight. I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Feeling under the weather? You can Teladoc that. Actually, for almost everything health-related, checkups, check-ins, and everything in between, you can Teladoc that. For your physical health or for your mental health, you can Teladoc all that. We've got doctors, therapists, specialists, and coaches all available by web or app. Get started today at TeladocHealth.com. That's TeladocHealth.com.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.